New play readings are increasing across the country. Nick Gray, the artistic director of City Stage Co., scheduled a series of 4 readings of new plays this month. The final reading is this Thursday, featuring Nick's new work, The Dying Words of Edison Strange. I spoke with Nick about his new play, but first, about how some theaters are producing more new works.
As an artistic director at City Stage Co., I don't know that I would ever produce large amounts of original work, just because it is a business. This is community theater. I have to know what people want to come see. I don't always think that's original work, even though I'd love it to be. But the work that's happening around this country at any theater that's nationally renowned, the only thing that they're doing is original work. And if they're not doing that, they're doing a kick butt revival of a musical that you know in such a different way, or they're doing an adaptation of a classic. And I would love for that to exist here.
There are different pockets of our culture here in Wilmington that go to the theater. And it seems like there is a big portion that want to go and see standards, you know, the standard tunes of theater. At the same time, it seems to me like there has been a slow growth of original works. Do you think that we could get to the point where we had more being produced citywide?
Well, I think absolutely. I think my position on it certainly has changed over the past couple of years after Theater Now came to existence. I think what Zach and Elisa are doing over at Theater Now is really great. I mean, as far as I know, they're really only doing original work. I think it's a lot more difficult for other theater companies who have a standing audience base, who know what they're going to see and know what they want to see, to begin producing theater that way.
Tell us about The Dying Words of Edison Strange, the play, the last play in the series here.
The Dying Words of Edison Strange is about a rather reluctant spirit channeler who finds himself in an existential crisis because of a negative experience that he encounters with an entity that uses his body for badness, essentially. For me at this point, the story is about perspective and perception and how those things shift for an individual who reaches crisis, because that's exactly what happens. And for somebody who is conjuring ghosts and allowing them to live in his body, he certainly has a problem with tangibility, let's say.
And you've had someone else direct this reading for you.
Yes. The only thing I really gave to my playwrights was that I really wanted somebody else to direct the play for them. I think it's really important for a playwright to be able to come out of feeling like the play is their child and that it's so precious and that they actually know everything about the play.
And you've asked the audience to give feedback anonymously through a form that you've created.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes you go to see something. They, you know, what did you think? And you're like, I love the lights. So what I've done is kind of created a rubric. I think there's about like 13 different categories in that and some varied questions. We're not asking a lot from these people. We just really want them to come enjoy a free night of theater and tell us what they think so these playwrights can continue moving their plays nationally around the country.
If you'd like to give your feedback for Nick Gray's play, The Dying Words of Edison Strange, the play is this Thursday at City Stage. Find out more at whqr.org.